I'm pretty sure you're correct. I remember that's right. Okay. So, I guess we'll try to wait until Summer gets back, but there, I guess I'm ruling that it takes a two-thirds vote, I mean, excuse me, a one-half vote to rescind because prior notice was made by Kathy, and it's been on several agendas. And as Summer said, she may have ruled incorrectly at that April 7th meeting, in which case rescinding would probably be the cleanest way to straighten things out if people want to do that. So is anybody, everybody clear? Is any more points of information or anything like that?
Is that any better?
Summer, are you there? Okay, yeah. Somebody muted themselves, and it's much better, so I don't think it was you.
I know.
But I was just, I read the motion and ruled that it takes a majority vote to rescind. So I guess I'll have to hit it back to you.
Okay, thanks, Bill. I appreciate it. I'm glad whoever was making the noise muted, too. Thank you. So, all right, the question's been called. It takes a majority vote. Carolyn, can you call the roll, please? And this would be a motion to rescind the substitute motion, which allowed for only one more in-person meeting this year. And then, obviously, we'd be back at the main motion, which had come out of the coordinating committee, which was for two meetings. So, Carolyn, so a yes vote will rescind that substitute motion. A no vote will not. Carolyn, can you call the roll, please? Thank you.
Can't hear you, Carolyn.
Carolyn, are you there? You're on mute, I think.
I can't hear.
Carolyn, we can't hear you at all. So
I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yeah,
we can.
Yes. Oh,
no.
I'm so sorry. Yes, all right. That's the problem with pound one. All right. Ken Aaron?
I vote to rescind. I vote yes.
You vote yes. Lydia Prezon? Lydia Prezon?
No.
Lydia Prezon votes no. Summer Reese? Isn't voting. Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes, to rescind.
Rosenberg votes yes. Andrea Turner?
No.
Andrea Turner votes no. Nia Bediako?
Nope. CFO said we have no money.
No. Carolyn Burden?
No.
Burden votes yes. Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Davis votes yes. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Steinberg votes yes. Teresa Allen?
No.
Allen votes no. Jessica Apollinar?
Can I pass?
I'm sorry?
Can I pass?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. You pass?
Pass.
I'm sorry,
pass.
I didn't hear that. Thank you.
Passing.
Okay. Right. Wesley Bassoon?
Yes.
Wesley Bassoon votes yes. And Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Bill Crozier votes yes. Renee Bryce-Laporte? Renee? I don't hear you. Campbell Johnson?
No.
Campbell Johnson votes no. Kimberly Orendorff?
Pass.
Kimberly Orendorff passes. Marcel Reed?
No.
Marcel Reed votes no. Afia Nwangaza?
Yes.
Afia votes yes. Heather Gray? Heather Gray, I don't hear you.
Heather Gray says no.
Heather Gray votes no. All right, and two people passed.
You didn't mention the name, sorry, but you didn't mention the name of Rodrigo.
Oh, I'm sorry, you left the call. You said you were leaving, Rodrigo. I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, I came back, you know. But
oh, I didn't hear you come
too.
Back. I'm sorry. What is your, how do you vote, please?
No.
You vote no. All right, thank you. And,
called Marcel Reed and several other people, I think.
Marcel Reed voted no, and Jessica Apollinar passed.
And Kimmery.
And Kimmel.
I'm
passed.
Calling one at a time, please. Jessica Apollinar, how do you vote? Jessica?
Yeah, for me, this is Jessica. I'd like to vote yes.
Okay, Jessica votes yes. And Kimmery Orendorff, how do you vote?
No.
Kimmery votes no. All right, we have...
Nine
9 yes and 8 no. Madam Chair.
Wait.
So the motion
passed.
I got 9-9.
9. Okay, so it's a tie and that leaves it to me to break.
Yes, that's
point,
right. I'm sorry.
Point of information, did Renee Bryce LaPorte vote?
No, he is not here. He hasn't been
okay.
on the call. Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, no problem.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And is there anyone who's not hear their name? Okay. So it's a 9-9 tie. I'll vote yes to rescind. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And the vote passes. 10-9. Thank you. All right, and moving on.
That brings us back to what was originally the main coordinating committee's motion, which was to have two meetings for the remainder of the year. I don't know that I have that wording in front of me, frankly.
That wasn't the wording of the motion. It was to have it in June.
Right. Well,
I can read it.
Thank you, Bill.
This was a motion made from the coordinating committee to the April 7th PNB meeting. Motion that the PNB set the next regular parenthesis in-person close parenthesis PNB meeting for June 3rd to 5th, 2011, and that the following regular meeting be October 8th to 10th at a TBD location, and that a video conferencing option be considered.
Thank you, Bill. Is there any amendment to that, considering we're on top of June?
Bill, what was the second meeting that you mentioned? Sorry,
October 8th through 10th, which will be in the next fiscal year.
Okay, thank you.
I'd like to make a motion then.
Yes, on the stack, please.
Bill. Summer?
Yes, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Bill.
I move that the PNB set the next regular parenthesis in-person PNB meeting for a date to be determined by the coordinating committee sometime this summer, and that the following regular meeting be October 8th through 10th at a TBD location.
Okay, is there a second to that?
I second.
This is Lydia.
Okay, discussion, Lydia to the stack.
Campbell.
Go ahead, Campbell.
I think Lydia was first.
Okay, I'm sorry, Lydia and then Campbell. I didn't hear Lydia. Apologize. Go ahead, Lydia.
Okay. So, of course, during the summer, the rates of hotels and even finding hotels is exorbitant. And all travel, including airlines, everything is far more expensive. The budgets will not be ready for a summer vote by this board. The budgets are the single most important thing that we're going to have to deal with. And that should be done before the next fiscal year. So that needs to be done in September. And because it's certainly not going to happen. And regardless of the coordinating committee setting a date, the full body has to vote on it. This is a board decision. The coordinating committee is simply an advisory committee. It is not even constituted as an executive committee, so we cannot take that decision. That portion of it is completely out of order. If you're going to propose a date, propose it tonight. Amend that motion if you wish, and then we know what it is that we're voting on.
Ken to the staff.
Okay, thank you. Campbell and then Ken.
Yes, my amendment is a friendly amendment, but I just would like to say that we would add as a preface to the motion that due to financial constraints, the PNB hereby suspends the bylaws and then comma the rest of the motion. So that we aren't just doing it without recognizing the bylaws requirements.
This is Nia Summer.
Okay, Nia, I've got you. Is there a second to Campbell's amendment?
I thought Marcel had an amendment. Is Marcel on the call?
I am on the call.
I'm sorry, I heard Campbell speaking. He has an amendment.
Summer, Kathy wants to be on the stack as well, please.
Of course, course. And Marcel, did you ask back? I'm sorry, Marcel, had you asked to be on the stack and I did not hear you?
And Arlene, did you hear Arlene?
I have not heard Arlene at all. I've heard Kathy and I've heard Nia.
Arlene.
Thank you, Arlene. So, Campbell, is there a second to Campbell's amendment that the wording, due to financial exigencies, the PNB moved to suspend the bylaws, et cetera? I'm not sure what the purpose of that is, but go ahead. Is there a second to that?
Second.
Andrea, second. Thank you, Andrea. Okay. Campbell, were you done speaking at that point?
I'm done.
Thank you. Do you want to be heard next?
I have a point of information, which I believe is a question. Summer ends and fall begins when?
What do you mean by
summer? Summer begins now.
Summer begins on June 21st. Fall begins on September 21st, if we're going by the calendar.
Oh, September 21st. So technically, if we were talking about it would happen in September, it could happen all the way up to September 21st. That's my question.
Are you talking, seasonally, what? Summer ends September 21st and fall begins September 21st. So,
okay.
As opposed to like fiscal year end and stuff, which is September 30th. And okay. I do have a point to make about that, but it's not my turn to speak. So.
Okay, now I was just looking for the date. Thank you.
Sure, of course. Okay, Nia, did you want recognized?
No.
And I did not hear from Marcel. Marcel, did you ask me on the stack?
Yes.
A point of information, please.
Personal privilege.
Okay, who is the point of privilege?
This is Jessica. I tried to take my battery to recharge, but it's not holding. I might have to drop off the call unexpectedly.
Okay, Jessica, thank you. Okay, I hope you don't have to, but we'll understand if you do. Thanks. And was there a point of information from Andrea?
It's a point of information from Afia.
From Afia, I'm so sorry. Go ahead. Afia, go ahead. What is your point of information?
Whether or not there's language in the bylaws that provides for financial reasons to reschedule the meeting. Otherwise, the board doesn't have the authority to suspend the bylaws.
Thank you, Afia. And I'm not aware of
my question is there language? Is there language?
No.
Thank you, Campbell. So probably before we proceed, I will have to go ahead and roll that out of order because without language allowing that, it may be simply out of order to put it in there. Of course, the original motion that we just rescinded was out of order. To put something in that we don't have language for may be a problem. I'd like to hear what Marcel had to say before I make a ruling on that. Go ahead, Marcel.
I have made a motion that basically was in line with Campbell's motion, and that is that we have two meetings a year until we're financially able to have four meetings per year, or that we substitute two of the meetings for in-person meetings, and two of the meetings would be teleconferences. But Skypes.
What about the 4 days, Marcel, rather than having 3 days?
Yeah,
4 days?
Well, as instead of having two, four-day meetings, we would have 2 4-day meetings to get all of the business completed.
Point of order, I think we have an amendment on the floor and a motion behind that.
That is correct.
A new motion.
Thank you, Dan, and that is correct. Thank you, Marcel. We can't introduce that at this time. And Campbell, am I understanding your amendment correctly was not to vitiate the motion, but was simply putting your language in front of it?
Correct. I didn't want to vitiate the motion. Maybe if Ricardo's on the call, he can give us an opinion on this, but I didn't want us to be open to any, jeopardy because of, having disregarded bylaws. But
Trace, before the
exigent circumstances, I think that that's understood. And if we express that, it's understood. It's, you know, it's not like, oh, there was no mention of that, so therefore you're, you know, obliged.
Well, but point of order.
Perhaps if our counsel is on the call, that he can help us with that.
Thank you, Campbell. What's the point of order?
Oh, I think we're way past time on this. I'm not sure what the time's supposed to be now, but
we are so past time,
oh,
Bill.
Don't worry about it.
Okay. Well, I guess what I'm not clear on, Campbell, is the intent of your motion. I understand this motion to have two meetings for the rest of the year is more in conformity with the bylaws than the motion that we just rescinded, which would only have one more meeting for the year. So I'm not sure, you know.
Yes, I just want to not put us in any legal jeopardy. That's all I'm trying to achieve.
Point of information.
Thank you.
Alex?
Point of as I understand it, the coordinating committee motion and Bill's amendment does not specify the number of meetings per year. It's scheduling two more meetings, but it's not saying that we're only going to have three meetings this year. So we're not violating the bylaws with that motion.
Thank you. Arlene was next on the stack, and then Tracy, and I'd like to hear from Arlene, and then I'll see if Ricardo is on the line and wants to give us a little advice on that so we can get to a vote on this. Go ahead, Arlene.
Yeah, I'm going to pose a question, and then I'll somewhat answer it myself. How are we going to pay for two meetings? Our finances are dire. We're fighting.
Thank you.
Through the
Thank
year,
you.
And so I have to, as executive director, recommend that in terms of managing our finances, we have a meeting in September when we can be considering the budgets for next year. I mean, we're already at June at this point. It seems a little unnecessary to have a meeting perhaps in either late July or August and then turn around and have another meeting in September.
Thank you.
Not with this bunch.
Thank you, Arlene. And I would please ask everyone, even if you're supporting the person who's speaking, that you not interrupt that person to offer your support.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
It still acts as an interruption.
No
more anybody else.
Tracy and then Ken.
Just to save some time, we already had a legal opinion from Ricardo DeAnda on this subject that was presented to the entire PNB last year, where he stated, as a matter of fact, that he did not see an issue of liability in a reduction in the number of annual meetings from 4 to 3, or, in fact, to less than that. So we don't need to revisit that point.
Okay.
I'll stop there.
Thank you.
And we have had two meetings already this year.
I would call the
Marcel to the stack, please.
Ms. Chair,
okay,
this is Ricardo. And
Ken's to the
That's
staff,
correct.
Next after Tracy.
Okay, Ricardo, you're simply saying that
Can
that
I be
was
very brief
advice?
On this, please? It's Article 6, Section 1 of the bylaws, time and place of meetings. The annual meetings of the Board of Directors shall take place in late January each year or at such other times and places as agreed by a majority of vote of the Board of Directors. It says, at other times and places as agreed by the majority vote of the boards of directors. There's no violation of having four meetings within a period of a month. It says, at other times and places as voted on by a majority vote of the board of directors.
I withdraw the amendment.
Thank you, Vic Campbell. I appreciate that. Okay, so we have a main motion on the floor, which does not specify when a summer meeting would take place. Did you specify September, Bill? I'm sorry, as a secondary meeting?
I went back to what the coordinating committee recommended originally, which was October. And I emailed the text of it all to everybody.
Thank you.
This is Nia Summers.
Read the motion.
One moment, please. Okay, go ahead. Bill, can you go ahead and reread the motion? And then I have Marcel and Nia, and then I hope we can take a vote on it.
Okay, I move that the PNB.
Ooh.
Wow. Interference.
I can't hear you.
Don't know what that was. You ready for me? Ready for me to read it?
Yeah. please. Try again.
I move that the PNB set the next, quote, regular, unquote, in-person PNB meeting at a date determined by the coordinating committee sometime this summer, and that the following regular meeting be October 8th through 10th at a TBD location.
Okay, thank you, Bill. Marcel, and then Nia, and I'd like to very briefly, we're done with this before we vote, but go ahead. Marcel?
Just a question here. And maybe it's just me because I'm trying to do two things as we're on the phone right now. If we suspend all meetings completely until the next fiscal year, from what I'm understanding from Ricardo, would we be in violation of the bylaws? It's just a question.
Ricardo, would you like to answer that for Marcel, please?
I object. That's off the point. We have a motion on the floor.
What?
I can ask whether or not Santa Claus exists.
Alex, why do you have to control everything?
It's off topic.
Ken, why are you controlling everything? I'm asking a simple question.
Gentle people, I'll allow it. Ricardo, can you please very briefly address
this
question?
Yes, Summer, I will. As I understand the bylaws, for in-person meetings. However, because of our financial situation, while it might be a technical violation of our bylaws to have less than four meetings, for practical purposes, it's not. And there is no relief, and there is no liability. At worst, somebody could sue to force us to have a fourth or a third or fourth meeting. That's highly unlikely, and even if that were to happen, it stands a snowball chance in hell
to get
any serious consideration.
Thank you, Ricardo.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Nia, briefly, what did you read
Alex
on the stack? And then Alex, and hopefully we'll vote on because we're far over time. Nia?
Yeah. I would just like to remind people that we just had an in-person meeting in Houston in February, and the number of meetings that we have absolutely nothing to do with the fiscal year. It's a calendar year. That's number one. And the executive director has stated that she does not think that we should do this. The CFO earlier, I mean, I know that where I am is a little hard for me to pay attention, that we don't have that much money and we should use the money sparingly. I think if people had to pay for these things out of their own pockets, then maybe they would, they'll be a little bit more judicious. I don't understand, if we have no money, why is it that we as directors, we're supposed to be responsible and exercising sound judgment? Why are we pushing more meetings? If you don't have the money, you don't have there is no judge, like Ricardo just said, is going to uphold anything that says, oh, go ahead and have four meetings, and you have a going concern. Hello, let me just remind people about that. We're not out of the woods. I don't know if we have an approved budget. I don't know what we're doing, how we're operating fiscally. Why are we doing this? And on that note, I would like to now make a motion to rescind that. That is just absolutely irresponsible. Could I please get a second? Could I get a second for my motion to rescind this?
I have seconded it. Order.
And
we
also
have
a roll call, and also a roll call vote. A roll recorded roll call vote.
Yes. Whoever's doing that sounds very intentional. Please don't make unnecessary noise. It's out of order to bring a motion to rescind before a motion has even been voted upon. I mean, that's like, no offense, but that's completely out of order. So you're most welcome to bring any motion to rescind that you like once the motion has been passed, if it's passed. But we're in the middle of dealing with a motion right now.
And Summer, point well taken, but I know you won't forget that I said it, and that's exactly why I did it.
Please say when after the vote has been taken, if passed, you're more than welcome to bring that motion to
a roll call vote, like a recorded roll
call
vote.
Can you repeat the motion, please?
A roll call vote is not a problem. There is no motion yet, Mr. Gowdy. It's out of order. So,
Madam Chair, I'm on the stack. This is Teresa.
Hi, Teresa. Alex Teresa, I'm going to put myself on the stack at that point. We are at 8:08 p.m. Pacific, so we do need to take a vote on.
And before we take the vote, can someone read the motion again?
Of course. Alex. Yes, there is still tremendous noise occurring at various intervals. I would ask whoever's making it to please be more mindful. Alex, we can't hear you if you're on.
Okay. I didn't know you recognized me.
Yes, you're next.
I would like to ask Bill if he would accept a friendly amendment that would simply give the coordinating committee more flexibility to determine when the best times would be to call the remaining meetings for the year and not even specify them.
That's fine with me, but there's no such thing as a friendly amendment in Robert's rules. But if there's no objections to the body by the body, then that's okay.
I mean, I would feel a lot more comfortable if this comes out of the coordinating committee working with Pacifica management, and we get another motion here that's railroaded by a substitute motion.
We have an objection.
Excuse me.
That's an amendment you're motivating. Go ahead. Alex, do you have a second? Is there a second on Alex's amendment?
Madam Chair, do you know
second. Second.
You.
Kathy seconds.
Thank you, Kathy.
Madam Chair?
Alex. Yes.
Madam Chair, this is Teresa. I objected to any friendly amendment.
It's not friendly. He's making an amendment. It's out of
second. Okay.
Yes, that's what Bill was specifying. It'll have to be.
This is Ken. I call the vote on the amendment.
Okay. That would take away Alex's opportunity to motivate. Can you just restate your motion, your amendment?
The Pacifica National Board authorizes the coordinating committee to work out in consultation with Pacifica management when the future in-person meetings for this coming year will take place.
Madam Chair, I'm on the stack.
You're on the stack, and the question's been called on the amendment.
So you're not going to allow any discussion on the amendment?
Unfortunately, Ken called the question, which means there is no discussion. That's not me deciding. That's usually the way it works.
Well, there's a point of order. If it called the question, that's got to be voted on.
Okay, the question has been called. Can we go ahead and take the vote, Carolyn, on calling the question, please?
That's correct.
I really have to ask.
What is
that
sound?
That sounds possible to conduct business with. Someone does not have his or her phone muted. I really have to ask all members, if you're not currently speaking and you have not been, pound one. It sounds like crinkling paper or chip wrappers. It's just impossible to go on with that sound. Every
point of information, Madam Chair.
Yes, of course.
It actually might be people just moving their phone so the air hits it. I mean, they could be walking down the street and the air hitting the phone could make those kinds of sounds.
That's quite possible, but if they mute their phone, we won't hear the air hitting the phone either. So
true.
Thank you. But the same thing still applies. Please, pound one. It may be unintentional, but it's disrupting the ability to hear each other. So is there an objection to calling the question? That's the first thing. Is an objection to calling the question on the amendment?
I object.
Okay. Thank you, Teresa. Carolyn, can you please call the roll on calling the question?
Yes. Thank
support
you.
Calling the question. I know we'll open it back up for Alex to motivate his amendment and for discussion to ensue. Thank you.
Rodrigo Agueta?
Of course.
Ken Aaron?
Yes.
Ken Aaron votes yes. Lydia Brazone?
Well, I'm confused. Is the yes vote
to call the question, which means end of debate? Mm-hmm.
on the amendment.
Yes.
Brazon votes yes. Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes.
Rosenberg votes yes. Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Andrea Turner votes yes.
Yes.
Ania Bediako?
Yes. Yes.
Carolyn Burden passes. Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Davis votes yes. Alex Steinberg?
I'll abstain on this.
Abstain. Steinberg abstains. Teresa Allen?
No.
Allen votes no. Jessica Apollinar? Jessica, are you still with us? Was it the same?
No.
Allen votes no. Bill Crozier?
Abstain.
Crozier abstains. And Campbell Johnson?
I pass.
Campbell Johnson passes. Kimmery Arendoff? Kimmery Arendoff?
I'll
say it. Hello, Kimmery Arendoff, I can't hear you. Oh, I can't hear you. Marcel Reed? Marcel Reed? I can't hear you.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Marcel Reed votes yes? Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Afia Longaza?
Yes.
Longaza votes yes. And Heather Gray?
Abstain.
Abstain. I'm sorry, I'm asking, someone voted no earlier, and I did not record that.
That was me, Teresa.
Teresa Allen. Thank you, Teresa.
The one who objected.
Thank you. Passes then, Rodrigo Agueta?
Yes.
Rodrigo votes yes, and Carolyn Burden votes yes, and Campbell Johnson?
Yes.
Campbell Johnson votes yes. That is that the motion passes.
Thanks, Madam Secretary. That brings us to the amendment. Alex, would you be kind enough to just reread your amendment? I understand for this.
I'll try. Basically,
Alex, before you begin, please, everyone, pound one. We're still having scratching sounds. There it goes. Thank you. Alex, could you...
Okay, the Pacifica National Board authorizes the coordinating committee to determine the dates of the next in-person meetings, working in collaboration with Pacifica Management.
The next two in-person board meetings, correct?
I don't even want to say two.
Let the
coordinating committee work it out.
Okay. All right.
I want to give them
maximum
flexibility.
Oh, God.
Okay, thanks. Question has been called.
I have a point of information.
Of course, Teresa.
Are you saying that, does the board have to, the board have to pass whatever's decided, correct, Madam Chair?
I believe
we're delegating the coordinating committee to do this. I don't think it needs to come back to the board any further.
Oh, no.
Excuse me. Okay, if I'm understanding correctly, we still have the main motion, which is the motion on having a meeting in the summer and a meeting in the fall is essentially what it comes down to. And Alex's intent is to leave the coordination of those dates to the coordinating committee. Is that correct as to the
Yes.
Yes. We're having scratching noises again. Pound one. Pound one. Okay, and that would mean without coming back to approve those specific dates, if the main motion carries, that there be a summer and a fall meeting. Correct, that the specific would be worked out by the coordinating committee in conjunction with Pacifica National Management, correct?
Yes.
With no board vote.
Well, the board vote would come on the main motion, in fact, a summer
this,
and fall.
This is the board vote.
There would be a board vote as to whether there is a summer and a fall meeting, but as to the specific date of those meetings, he's leaving that to the coordinating committee is the intent of his amendment. Correct?
No, you can't do that.
Yes, that's my intention.
Intention, okay. Say how disturbing it is that we can't hear each other when that scratching sound starts. I don't know whose phone it is, but I really must implore everyone.
Somebody's just moving the phone around.
Not currently speaking.
Call the question.
The question has already been called. It was approved to call the question. We can't debate whether we like the intent of Alex's motion. We can only clarify what that intent is. His intent is that if the main motion passes, that specificity of date will be left to the coordinating committee. We can vote that up or down. Carolyn, will you please call the roll? A yes vote will mean the specifics of summer and fall date will be left to the coordinating committee to work out with the national office. A no vote means it will not. Thank you. Go ahead. Please call the roll, Carolyn.
Okay, Rodrigo Aguirre. Guaita votes no. Ken Aaron?
Yes.
Aaron votes yes. Lydia Brazon?
No.
Brazon votes no.
Someone,
please stop moving.
That's intentional.
Gosh.
Please stop moving.
You cannot call the roll.
Ken.
Tracy Rosenberg. Tracy Rosenberg?
Passes.
Andrea Turner?
No.
Turner votes no. Nia Vidiaco?
No.
Vidiaco votes no. Carolyn Verdon votes yes. Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Davis votes yes. Alice Steinberg?
Yes.
Steinberg votes yes. Teresa Allen?
No.
Allen votes no. Jessica Apollinar? Wesley Bethune?
Yes.
Wesley Bethune votes yes. Bill Kozier?
Yes.
Kozier votes yes. Renee Bryce-Laporte?
Bill.
Campbell Johnson?
No.
Johnson votes no. Kimberly Orendorff? Marcel Reed?
No.
I'm sorry, Marcel Reed?
She said no.
I heard two voices, please. And
I'm sorry. Carolyn, I was on mute like some other folks should be when they're making the remarks. I said pass, and I'm going to hit pound one so folks can hear how it's done so other people can get their vote in without the remarks being made in the background. So the secretary
okay,
can do
it
right
now. Wins, Kim Reed. Thank you very much. Marcel Reed? Marcel Reed? Marcel Reed?
No.
I can't hear you. Okay, Reed votes no. Afia Nwangaza? Afia Nwangaza? I can't hear you. Heather Gray?
Yes.
Heather Gray, vote. Is that?
Did you hear me? Did you hear
Afia?
Carolyn, did you hear Afia Nwangaza say yes?
I do now. I do now.
Thank
you. Vote yes or no?
Said yes.
I'm voting yes.
Ladies, please, if you would just keep it down a little bit, it makes it so much easier to call the roll when I can actually hear how people are voting. Heather Gray? Heather Gray? I can't hear you.
Did vote yes, Heather?
I'm sorry, you're fading in and out. How are you
voting? Heather Gray said no.
Heather Gray votes no. Thank you. And Tracy Rosenberg passed. How are you voting?
I'll vote yes.
Rosenberg votes yes. And Kimberly Orendorff passed. How are you voting, Kimberly?
Yes.
Kimberly votes yes. Okay, thank you.
Question, how did
nine,
Heather vote?
I have nine. Heather voted no.
Are there any passes?
Yes, I just, Kimberly Orendorff voted yes, and Tracy Rosenberg voted yes. And that is 9-8. Madam Chair, the motion is approved.
Nine yes, eight no. Thank you. That moves
Madam Chair, I'm on the staff. Teresa.
I know you are, Teresa. I was about to speak with the next person to speak, and I believe there was one person after you, and then I had put myself on the staff. So if the other person, I apologize with all the amendments and everything. If I've lost you, I apologize, but I know you're next, Teresa. So go ahead, please.
Okay, it should be clear that I don't think that we need to have another two meetings, but there are several reasons why I certainly don't want it to go to come out this way. Number one, we just gave tremendous power to the coordinating committee, and even though I'm on the coordinating committee, I think people ought to reconsider what they just did. I asked whether if we approved, if the coordinating committee decided this, if it had to come back to the PNB, and the person who made the amendment said, oh, no, it doesn't have to go to the PNB. So, in other words, if the coordinating committee says, well, we're going to have a meeting in July and one in October, and it doesn't fit anybody else's schedule but theirs, then that's the law. That's one problem with it. Number two is our executive director and basically our CFO just told us this is financially not a wise thing to do. So those people of you who just changed your vote about half an hour ago and decided that we should have two meetings rather than one, you need to rethink about it. Rethink it. The second, The third reason is that I think we need to consider, we certainly don't want to have a meeting in October, because that is past the deadline for the budgets, and one of the major reasons for us to get together is to get the budgets passed. So anything that postpones a meeting until October is just shooting ourselves in the foot. Thank you.
Point of order.
Teresa, what is the point of order, Tracy? And
the point of order is that we do not re-argue motions after we have voted on them, even if the vote did not come out in the way that we would wish it to come out. The chair needs to deal with that process. We don't do that.
Thank you, Tracy. I don't like cutting people off while they're speaking. I wasn't planning to take any motion to cause us to reconsider all that. I did put myself on the staff. Bill, you want to take the chair for just a moment? So
well, okay. I don't think you're really supposed to do that, but go ahead. But can I just, all right, let me just point out that we just voted on Alex's amendment. We haven't voted on the amended motion yet.
I know that.
Ahead,
I just,
Summer.
I want to say one thing about it. In terms of my viewpoint on this, I think it's really important to have in-person meetings. I don't think they should be used as teaching seminars. I think they should be used to conduct business and get things done. We are in May, and one committee just met for the first time last month. Another committee has not met even once since our in-person meeting. Someone else is going to have to convene it. This is problematic when committees perform no work. There are vital issues, and oversight is an issue for us as a board. I will point out, I just went on the New York Times and Frommer's, a highly respected travel guide, and the signal area that was next in rotation was Washington, D.C., and it got bypassed in favor of Los Angeles because of the elimination of a meeting. The very cheapest time to travel to Washington, D.C. is July and August. Hotel rates are cheap. It says quite clearly, and I've read this elsewhere, because it's hot and sweaty in Washington, D.C. in the summertime. Congress is out, and that's not the time when the tourists go there. So in point of fact, it is absolutely the cheapest time that we could ever go to Washington, D.C., and they're next up in rotation. So from a fiscal perspective, not that we don't have to deal with paying this, but in fact, if we were to follow the rotation order, doing this in the summertime for Washington is the least expensive time that we can go to that signal area. And as it's improving budgets...
Be brief, please.
I'll point out last year, like, as much as I would like to see budgets actually finished by September 30th, in point of fact, they were not even supplied by the unit management for several units until December, well past the fiscal year. So I find that argument not to be a compelling one. I feel if we could actually get all the station's budgets and unit's budgets passed in October, we'd be quite blessed. I'd be very happy. So I am very much in support of this. And I think, you know, if we coordinate it correctly, we can do it. I'm done. Thanks.
This is Lydia. Can you add me to the stack?
Okay.
Alex, for the stack, yeah. Please.
Okay, Lydia and Alex, and I don't know what the time limit's going to be, but can we wrap this up in five more minutes? Any objections to that?
I have a point of information, Bill. But I have a point of information. This is
okay,
Nia.
Okay, yeah. Nia, go ahead.
Do we have executive session tonight?
I don't know. Do we?
It was not posted, and that was a miscommunication. It does not appear to be, but even if it were, we are at 11:30 Eastern time, and we need to at least finish with the motion that's on the floor. So I'm not planning to speak again, Bill, so I can take the chair back. Those were my only points.
So what about the legal issues?
Well, go ahead, Summer.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead, Lydia, and I'm sorry, who wanted to speak after Lydia? Alex?
Alex.
Yes, I do want to clarify that when I made my motion specifying L.A., I was just carrying forward the previous coordinating committee motion that was passed prior to my being on the board. I did not realize D.C. was in rotation. I would have no objection to a September meeting in D.C. So I wanted to clarify that. I think I have amply stated my opposition to this motion. It seems ludicrous. It takes at least 2 months to plan something, and I think it's completely outrageous for us to do so. But I did want to clarify the issue about Washington, D.C. In relation to the executive session, it was announced at the last executive session, so that meeting has been noticed.
Thank you, Lydia. Are you done?
Yes, I am.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Hello?
Alex, we can't hear you if you're on mute.
I'm not on mute. You can't hear me?
Now we can.
Yeah.
Okay, I just want to clarify something. When we empowered the coordinating committee to set the dates, I don't expect the coordinating committee is going to ignore the wishes of the majority of the board. I assume they will, question us and find out what the most convenient dates are. It's just that I don't want to see. I don't think we need to spend another 8 hours on the board arguing about the dates. Let the specialists do it and let them figure it out. Do you people really want to spend another session devoted to setting the dates for our next meeting? I mean, it's absurd. We have a lot of other work that we have to do. We're not getting it done.
Thank you, Alex. And did I hear somebody else? Did you want to speak to this issue, or were you inquiring before? Or was there anyone else who wished to speak to the motion?
No, I didn't say anything.
Kathy, this is Kathy was on the stack.
Thank you, Kathy. You were the person that was supposed to come after Teresa. Thank you.
But at this point, I would just like to call the motion so we could vote on it. Thank you.
Thank you. You're so kind. Okay, so the question has been called. Is there any objection to calling the question? And going once, going twice? Hearing none. Thank you. Carolyn, could you please go ahead and call the roll? And I do recall that Nia had asked a roll call vote with people's votes recorded. So please, that effect, if you would.
Yes, I will. Could you read the motion again, though, and explain what
please.
The vote is?
Yes, please. Bill, could you please go ahead with taking into account Alex's amendment?
Okay, well, let me let Alex read the amendment part. Okay, the first is I move... The original was I move that the PNB set the next regular in-person PNB meeting meeting at a date determined by the coordinating committee sometime this summer, and that the following regular meeting be October 8th through 10th at a TBD location. And then Alex modified the last part. Alex?
Okay. Well, I had a different wording, but basically my amendment could be handled. But if you simply dropped the summer... the reference to summer and the reference to October, and you added that the coordinating committee is not required to return to the PNB for approval for these dates.
Alex, can you send me the exact wording of that? I know we're voting
okay,
on
it. Okay, but I'm not in front of a computer right this minute, but I will.
You can. Thank you. Thank
okay.
You. All right, are we ready for a vote? Rodrigo Argueta? Motion as amended. Rodrigo Agueta, I don't hear you.
This is Summer. I fell completely off the call. I apologize.
It's all right. I started the call, but I'm not getting an answer. I think you're not the only one who may have fallen off. Rodrigo Agueta, all right. I'll come back to you. Ken Aaron?
Yes.
Aaron votes yes. Lydia
Motion
Brazone?
Is amended, yes.
Lydia Brazone?
No.
Brazone votes no. Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes.
Rosenberg votes yes. Andrea Turner?
No.
Turner votes no. Nia Bediako? Nia Bediako?
No. No.
Bediako votes no. Carolyn Burden votes yes. Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Davis votes yes. Alex Steinberg? Alex Steinberg? Alex? I can't hear you. Teresa Allen? Teresa Allen? Jessica Apollinar?
Allen says no.
Allen votes no. Thank you. Jessica Apollinar? Maybe off the call. Wesley Bethune?
No.
Bethune votes no. Bill Closier?
Yes.
Closier votes yes. Renee Bryce LaPorte? Campbell Johnson? Campbell Johnson?
Campbell votes no.
Okay, Johnson votes no. Kimberly Orendorf? Kimberly Orendorf?
Pass.
Pass. Orendorf passes. Marcel Reed?
No.
Reed votes no. Afia Nwangaza?
Yes.
Nwangaza votes yes. Heather Gray?
No.
Gray votes no. And going back to people I missed, Rodrigo Agueta? I'm sorry, I can't. Did I hear a voice? Agueta? Can anyone else hear that? I'm sorry, I can't.
This is Alex. I dropped off the call.
I'm listening for Rodrigo Agueta's vote. I heard a voice, but I can't make out what it was. Did anyone else hear that?
Yes,
no. No clear vote.
No vote.
Rodrigo?
Yes, Rodrigo? I can't hear him. Okay, Alex Steinberg?
I'll vote yes.
Votes yes. And Kimberly Orendorf passed. Kimberly Orendorf passed. Are you there, Kimberly?
Can you hear me?
Yes, now
okay.
I can.
Okay. I'm going to abstain from this one because I had to go to the bathroom and I don't even know what we're voting on, so.
Abstain, all right.
Sorry.
7 yeses and 8 noes. Mm-hmm. The motion fails.
Okay.
I didn't hear that, please.
The motion fails. 7 yes and 8 no. Yes.
Madam Secretary?
Yes.
What was the vote again?
7 yes and 8 no.
8 no? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Motion fails.
And just for the record, for my records, what was the vote on? Just
it
briefly.
Was a motion by Bill Closier about amended by Alex to allow the coordinating committee to determine the next two meetings in conjunction with management.
No, go ahead. And
to have two meetings, correct?
Thank you. Yeah, because I was on board for that one. I just didn't know it was another vote upon this.
Okay, so the motion failed? Okay, thank you.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Teresa.
I move that the coordinating committee set up a special meeting to discuss whether or not to have two more meetings face-to-face.
Well, the coordinating
point of order?
I'm sorry?
Maybe point of information?
Sophia, go ahead.
Did we not vote that there would be two more meetings and the question was when they would be?
Yes.
Oh, this failed.
This was
when,
the vote.
What, my understanding of what failed was when, not whether.
No.
No, this was the motion as amended by Alex. The when part was that the coordinating committee decide as to the time, and we were voting on the main motion, which is whether to have two meetings.
Point of information.
Kathy, on the stack, please.
Point of information.
Yes, Alex?
I believe at this point we do not have any motion that passed out of the coordinating committee.
That's
since the amendment that... the amendment was rescinded, and an attempt to vote on the new main motion fails. We do not have a motion from the coordinating committee at this point.
Right. This is Lydia.
Kathy on the stack.
Yes, Kathy, please.
I would like to make a motion that the coordinating committee organize and plan with the staff the next two meetings and bring those dates back to the PNB for a vote at the next special phone conference meeting.
Is there a second to that?
Second.
Okay, lots of seconds. Okay, thank you. That sounds like it will go back to Teresa's idea that the coordinating committee needs to have a special meeting since we're not scheduled to meet again until after the next meeting of the PNB. Is there any objection to Kathy's motion about the coordinating committee with staff who's part of the coordinating committee set the dates for the next two meetings?
Is a point of information, Summer?
Yes, Nia.
When you say staff, which staff is Kathy talking about?
I believe, Kathy, are you talking
about? I was talking about the executive management of the network is who I was referring to.
Okay, so they're already a part of the coordinating committee, so that's probably
redundant. Right.
That's fine. So that the coordinating committee, which includes the CFO and the ED.
This is Lydia.
Come back with a recommendation on the dates for the next two in-person meetings. Is that correct, Kathy?
Yes, that it comes back to the PNB with the recommendation of whatever was worked out at the coordinating committee. Yeah.
Okay, and to do that, are you moving that the coordinating committee meet prior to the next scheduled PNB meeting? Currently, coordinating committee once a month, and PNB's meeting twice a month. That's why I'm asking.
Whatever it would require to do that.
Okay, and I think that would go back to what Teresa was getting at. So, I'm sorry, what was the point of information that I heard?
Okay, this is Lydia.
Lydia, yes.
Yes, I just want to give prior notice to a motion. I will be presenting a new motion since we have no motion on the floor. With regard to the PNB meeting. So I will be presenting a new motion, this is proper notice, new motion for one more PNB meeting in September.
I have a motion on the floor. That's incorrect.
Second.
It's fine to second that, but there's already a motion on the floor. Kathy just made a motion that the coordinating committee bring back.
I'm not making a motion right now. I'm making a notice of a motion.
Okay, well, it would be proper to bring the notice after the motion that's on the floor is handled, actually. Thank you. Okay, is there any objection? And you have a second. I heard that. Is there any objection to Kathy's motion that the coordinating committee come back with the dates for the next two in-person meetings at the next PNB meeting? Is there an objection to that?
Yes, take the roll.
Yes, take the roll. Okay. Carolyn, if there's no objection, can
point of information.
I'm sorry,
the
I didn't hear an
said
objection.
We have to take the roll. Is that actually correct that we have to?
No,
if there's no objections.
She is objecting.
No, not necessarily. She just, I heard somebody say you have to take the roll.
Lydia, did you not say that you object? Yes, take
yes,
the roll.
Yes, I did say I object.
That's what I thought.
Okay,
thank you. Okay, and I apologize. I need to get back to Teresa because Teresa and Kathy kind of came to the same point, I think. But right now we've got Kathy's motion on the floor. Okay, can you please take the roll, Carolyn? A yes will direct the coordinating committee to come back with dates for the next two in-person meetings and present them at the next TNB meeting. A yes vote will direct the coordinating committee to do that. A no vote will not. Thank you.
Can't hear anything.
Carolyn, you're on mute, perhaps. We can't hear you.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I certainly was. Rodrigo Argueta. Rodrigo? Ken Aaron? Lydia Brazon?
No.
Brazon votes no. Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes.
Rosenberg votes yes. Andrea Turner?
No. Hello?
Oh, Turner votes no. Nia Vidiaco?
No. Too much back and forth. No.
Vidiaco votes no. Carolyn Burden passes. Kathy Davis?
Yes.
David votes. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Alex Steinberg votes yes. Teresa Allen?
I'll pass.
Allen passes. Jessica Apollinar? Wesley Bethune?
No.
Bethune votes no. Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Crozier votes yes. Renee Bryce LaPorte? Campbell Johnson?
Sorry, Kimberly no.
Johnson votes no. Kimberly Orendorff?
No.
Orendorff votes no. Marcel Reed?
No.
Marcel Reed votes no. Athea Nwangaza?
Yes.
Nwangaza votes yes. Heather Gray?
No.
Gray votes no. Carolyn Burden votes yes. And Teresa Allen?
I'll say no.
Votes no. Is there anyone else I missed? Rodrigo Argueta? I didn't get your vote. Rodrigo? Okay. And Ken Aaron? I didn't get your vote. Ken Aaron?
Yeah, hi. I fell off the call. Yes.
How do you vote? Vote yes. Okay, and Jessica Apollinar? I didn't get your vote. No answer. Okay, the vote is fails. It's 7 yeses and 9 noes.
Okay. Thank you, Teresa, do you have a motion that you want to bring or no?
No, actually, I don't.
We're
okay.
Way past time for this agenda item.
We're ridiculous with that time.
I call the orders of the day.
Lydia, stated a motion notice. I just want to have it clear what it was you were stating, that you'll be bringing a motion at the next TNB meeting regarding, can you just restate that?
Regarding the next PN meeting, which I will propose for September in D.C.
Okay, thank you. And that was seconded by Nia, is that correct?
I'll second it, Teresa.
Yes, that is correct, Summer.
Okay, I'd heard Nia, thank you.
Point of information, okay. What's happening?
Lydia's just giving notice that she's going to bring a motion at the next meeting, and it was seconded by Nia.
You can't second giving notice. I don't know what that's about.
Okay, very good.
It's symbolic.
She's giving notice, bringing a motion.
Okay. Orders of the day have been called. We are ridiculously past time. It is almost midnight, New York. Gladly.
And Summer?
Yeah.
Sorry, Summer? I'd like to give notice for an executive session. I don't see how we have all these lawsuits costing us money, but we spend all this time on motions that it's to even cost us more money to have another meeting. We need to have an executive
point of
session.
Order.
Lawsuits.
No shit.
Point of order.
Orders of the day were called. Okay, we are past time on the entire open session. We're past time for going to an executive session, in all honesty. So I would entertain a motion to adjourn at this point, because that would be the orders of the day. Right?
So moved.
We need a motion.
Second.
The orders of the day. Thank you.
That's the orders of the day.
Not even a motion. Thank you.
Thank you.